I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I don't know if you've done this trend or not, but a lot of people are using AI to see what their cats or dogs would look like as humans. Have you done that one yet?
No.
Yeah. Well, they did a poll to see how many people would actually date that pet that looks like a human. It turns out a lot of us would. 31% would actually date their pet just based on the looks alone, because it turns your pet into a human.
That's weird.
Is it not? And then 39% said no, it'd be a walking red flag.
It's a red flag if you're doing this.
Yeah. But as much as we love our pets, they say they're also really high maintenance. So you'd be dating someone that's high maintenance if it was your pet. You think about all the things that you have to do for your pet.
Pets are like 5-year-old or 4 years old in the maturity.
Yeah.
So that's really creepy.
Yeah. And plus, Coda barely liked me, which was kind of like my dating history. So that does make sense.
Yeah. So here are what they said, that shocking number of people said, no way I wouldn't date my pet. The reason being, they need constant attention. 42% said that's one reason they would not date their pet.
I mean, could you imagine having to go clean up after your wife? Hold on, honey, let me grab a bag.
You know, you catch her like in the act, like, no, no.
Spritzing her with a water bottle. Yeah. Get off the counter.
Yeah. And, of course, leaving the hair all over the place, all over your couch.
Well, that's
and
real.
I was going to say, I do that.
Do you really?
Have you, yeah, you've not been in a shower recently where a woman was in it before you.
Your pet, sorry, they're too clingy. 32% said that because they're always beside you. My pet is not clingy, but he licks me all the time. So what if you were sitting there watching TV? And, you know, if you're dating, and all of a sudden your date just starts licking your face or starts licking your hand. Like,
that's a good date.
What are you doing?
And that bad breath.
Oh, nasty breath, too. A lot of times I will go brush his teeth after he comes over and licks. Because just, I mean, and he's just such an aggressive licker, too. It's like, and his tail's wagging the whole time.
Aww.
Like if your date's tail was wagging.
Your dog's the only dog I've known that was an aggressive licker.
It's crazy.
I knew of another one.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Okay. Mm-hmm. That would be something that would drive me crazy.
All right. Reasons you wouldn't date your pet if it was actually a human. They're not great at boundaries. So you set your boundaries out. Good.
He follows you into the bathroom.
Yeah. What's going on when your dog does that to you? Just sitting there looking at you. Like, what are you doing in here?
No, he's like, why do I get in trouble for this?
Or that's where he actually gets to know you really well. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how they get to know. That's how they greet the other dogs. That's how they get to know them.
I read it said they think they're watching your back. Like when they go potty, that's why they're looking at you, because they're like, you got me, right? And so when you go potty, they supposedly are doing the same thing.
Oh,
my dog don't care about me then, because he doesn't come into that. He looks in like, oh, never mind, sorry.
Pardon me, sir.
Okay, they're easily jealous or territorial. So
mark your territory.
Can you imagine that?
Honey, quit.
And then they're too moody or temperamental, the pets are. My dog's always happy. Always, as long as he can lick you, he's very happy.
Does he get mad when you stop? When you make him stop?
I don't. They say you should not stop him from licking.
What?
That's what they say.
You're talking to the wrong they.
It's the experts, it's the Google experts out there.
No.
Because it makes them feel unloved.
No, that's ridiculous.
Gosh.
That's like, if it made them feel loved to hump your leg all the time, you still would stop him.
Or to chew up your furniture. That's because he loves you.
Someone texted in and said, my cat drinks my bath water every day.
Oh,
imagine your boyfriend being like over there with a straw.
You done in there?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
A couple of days ago, I got an email, or text rather, message from my daughter who was at the mall. And she says, Dad, I'm doing back to school clothes. What's my budget?
Yeah.
So I immediately text my wife. I'm like, what's her budget?
Get a job.
Because my budget is like, with my daughter, she's got me wrapped around her finger. She's like, all right, I'd be like, what do you need, honey? Get whatever you need. But my wife's like, oh, she doesn't need to spend more than $100. She's already got plenty of school stuff. And I'm like, all right. So I wrote her back. I'm like, you can spend over $100 if you want. But she actually came home and did not buy anything because she didn't find anything that fit. So my daughter's pretty, I guess, frugal when it comes to that stuff. But, you know, they were excited about going back to school. And for a lot of kids, back to school can either be misery or it can be awesome.
It would be so much more fun without the classes.
Yeah, just the social life.
Yeah. I love that part.
Lunch, maybe PE or art.
And that's what made it such a mixture. You hated the classes. You loved the fact you were going to see all your friends again.
And it's way too early. Started at noon.
Truth.
Yeah.
I guess that the older you get, the later it starts. I was just looking at Greenville County's website, and I guess the high schools start the latest, middle schools are earlier, and elementary schools start ridiculously early.
What's so tough is during the summer, they get off schedule, and they're staying up till 11 o'clock.
Oh, 11 is amateur hour. Well,
some of the teenagers even more so. And then they got to get back in schedule that first week or two.
That's me after every weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just preparing them for real life, isn't it, Kate?
Exactly.
Well, they asked people about this. They said, are your kids excited to go back or are they upset about it? And it was kind of split. 35% were generally happy. 14% were very happy. But 38% were generally sad and 16% were very sad. So it was a little bit more people that were sad about it than were happy about it.
But you know what's so interesting? I saw that during the summertime, the kids get bored by like 11:57
a.m.
Yes, and they're bored.
The first day.
Yes, well, that's like all the time. It's like they think how they romanticize about this. Oh, we're going to be off all day long and have to get be able to do whatever we want to, but they're bored.
Well, this happened to me. I was a little kid, and I got out for summer, and I'm walking down the sidewalk looking for someone to play with, and everyone's gone on vacation. And you're like, well, I don't have anything to do all day. This sucks. So it is a mixed bag whenever you're in summer. You think it's going to be, as you said, this great thing, and then all of a sudden you're bored and you find yourself bored. That's like when I said 11:57 a.m., I meant the first day.
I don't ever remember getting bored.
Wow.
But I mean, I had a lot of friends in the neighborhood. We all hung out with each other.
See, I had one or two, but a couple of them went on vacation. So I'm literally walking down a hot sidewalk in Florida, burning up and going, where is everyone?
My mom would basically just lock us out until the sun went down. So you didn't have a choice. You had to find something to entertain yourself.
But if you didn't find anybody, then you didn't have anything to do. Like there weren't people in my neighborhood.
Oh, okay. I had people. Sad. We built tree houses and did all kinds of stuff.
I did this. I'm talking about one summer. It was a summer when a bunch of my friends went on vacation, and it was like you're like bummed out because there's nothing to do during that week.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yes.
Well, nowadays, kids, they socialize via the internet. It's like they're group chatting and doing all kinds of stuff.
True.
Yeah.
And you know what? They ask parents about what they're concerned about. The most common concerns are bullying, students not doing well in school or classes, violence, so they're worried about school violence, depression and anxiety, teacher shortages, funding shortages, and banning of books.
Jeez, well, now I'm stressed about it.
I know, right? Now, there is good news. They asked what we would prefer to do to handle the shortage of teachers, and guess what the number one answer? 74% of people said this is how we can handle it.
More money.
More money.
Yep.
They said we should pay the teachers more. And I agree with that, as long as I don't have to pay higher taxes.
I'll dodge a couple more potholes to pay the teachers more.
Now, you know, like these arenas, like the Bonsecro Wellness Arena,
right,
the, you know, PNC Music Pavilion, why don't they do schools that way? The Coca-Cola High School.
I know, it does make sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, sponsor it.
Microsoft Middle.
Instead of Malden Middle, it should be like the Coca-Cola or, you know, Malden High School could be like the internet company. What, I don't know, NVIDIA High School.
He said Microsoft.
Yeah,
it ties in Microsoft. M&M.
Yeah, it's got to at least be Pepsi because we're in the Carolinas, and then we can do Duke's because it's right down the road.
That would be good.
Duke's Elementary.
High.
Prisma got all that money. Y'all sponsor some stuff.
You know what? They don't need to sponsor anything. The rates are already too high to go there.
Well, Prisma could do Pickens High School.
See,
two P's. Yeah.
All right. Maybe this is why they don't do it.
But
it would be nice. I asked my dad about that when he used to work for NASA. And I was like, why don't they do sponsorships on the space shuttle? Because it would help pay for everything.
Yeah.
because, you know, Pepsi or somebody would gladly pay to have their logo on it.
Yeah.
And it's a law. You can't have government stuff be sponsored by private companies.
You could put like Mentos could be like for the NASA rocket ship and then be fueled by Diet Coke.
You could paint it like a little Coke that's spritzing from the Mentos.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes!
Yeah.
Wow.
That would be the fuel is the Coke. And then you just put the Mentos in there and then all of a sudden it just shoots up in space.
I think Red Bull gives you wings.
Okay.
I think I know why we don't do this now.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, you know, social media is making some of us dumber. And it caught me off guard. You know, many people, including celebrities, say they are fooled by fake AI pictures and comments all the time. I told you, I saw the raccoons jumping on the trampoline, thought it was real. Tom educated me.
Well, it's one of those things where you don't give it a lot of thought because it doesn't matter too much if you're right or wrong.
Yeah.
So you just scroll past. You're like, oh, that's cute. Those bunnies or those raccoons are jumping on the trampoline. But if you look closely, you'll see some of them disappear and reappear out of thin air. And if you look close, you can spot it.
Yeah. And then, of course, I'm like, how did those raccoons get up there in the first place? Now, I still believe the deer, those deer could have jumped on it. To get on the trampoline.
That scares me.
I got to do more research on that. But here's the reason that social media makes us dumber. And I don't even think we even need this information, but you really shouldn't believe everything that's on social media. And there's a new study focusing on people that uses social media that reveals why misinformation spreads so quickly on social media. And people tend to accept falsehoods. So we accept some falsehoods. But they specifically looked at how the people spread conspiracy theories, Cato.
Shut up.
Science news, and even trolls. You know, those people intentionally spread things that aren't true just to, you know, ruffle our feathers.
But how do you know mine are conspiracy theories and not the truth?
I don't know
that. We don't know.
Yeah.
But that's the problem. You shouldn't do anything that you don't know. You should find out first.
This is what they said. They discovered that people generally tended to choose and share stories containing messages they accepted and to neglect stories they disagree with. Well, duh. I'm like, are you going to spread it if you think it ain't real?
No.
I don't think so. But they say if a story fits with what the person agrees with, they're much more likely to be interested in that, and thus they will spread it more often. That's why you see all this misinformation out there.
It's not this whether they believe it's real or not. It's whether they agree with it politically. So, like, if they get something that says that some politician they don't like did something bad, they don't bother to research if it's true or not. They just share it because they want it to be true.
Yeah, well,
gotcha.
Well, and then, of course, you got many people now, they want to get the hits. They don't care if it's true or not. It's like the more hits you get, the more money you make. And so they're purposely spreading misinformation.
Well, because then people will go in the comments, this isn't real, this isn't real, but then it boosts it in the algorithm.
Yeah.
So you telling them that it's not real or, oh my gosh, I'm tired of seeing her, whatever it is, every time you post your negative comment, it boosts that view.
But it's so bizarre because, you know, we got so much information at the, you know, palm of our hands now. Like anything we want to know, back in the day, you know, you'd have to just wait and just find out the information later. Like
ask Paw.
Or, you know, you'd go around not knowing that information.
And you're right, it has made me dumber because the amount of times a day I Google the exact same thing because I'll Google it and then I forget the answer and I Google it again.
Yeah.
Does it make us dumber or does it just show that we're dumb? And we are now able to see that we're dumb easier.
Let me Google it.
Well,
again,
they say in order to combat the issue, we need a culture of humility and openness. And that should be promoted.
That's not happening.
So we're just stuck with misinformation at this point.
I mean, I think it's most people are lazy, and a lot of them, you got to remember, that average IQ line is average. Half the people are below it. So half the people are dumber than average.
I like to just go above and then drop below, depending on the situation. Well, I'll drop below that line if I need to.
If the video's funny enough, it's like, I'll go ahead and watch it.
Yeah. I'll feel a little dumber, just a little bit more.
But I'm happy.
Yeah. It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, we want to warn you about an Instagram feature that you may not have seen. And this is kind of crazy, but people do this voluntarily anyway. Instagram just rolled out a feature where they are sharing your real-time location with your friends and followers, even people you may not know that are following you. Hmm. Now, you can turn it off, but they enabled it by default. Now, this is kind of nuts to think that anyone who has followed you on Instagram suddenly knows where you are all the time.
Yeah.
And you didn't even get told about it.
Well, and that's the argument is people say, well, Life 360, okay, but that's with people you choose to share your location with.
And that's even crazy.
This is why I'm not on Nextdoor, because I joined Nextdoor in my neighborhood. And when it popped up my address, my name, and everything for all my neighbors to see, yeah. I'm like, delete my account. Uh-huh. I'm done. I don't want anybody...
My HOA tried to do that.
Now, how are you going to know when there's a missing cat?
I'll see signs, I guess. I don't know.
That was a joke. Yeah.
It's like my HOA tried to get me to join that dangerous website.
Yeah.
And I said, no, you know where I live already.
It's all drama, I hear.
It's people arguing mostly. Yeah. But the advantage is you know where they live.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Uh-huh.
See, my neighborhood just has a Facebook page, so I can go on there and get all the drama.
Well, they have that, too. I mean, a lot of neighborhoods have Facebook pages, but Nextdoor is like a whole new level of crazy.
Yeah.
It is, man. The people on there are all nuts. They're either asking for free stuff, they're looking for jobs, they're trying to get you to hire them, or they've found a pet and they want to know where the owner is.
Now I kind of want to get on Nextdoor. Can I make up an address?
I made up a name.
Okay.
So it's still, I don't know if it shows my exact address or not, but it shows what neighborhood you're in.
It's so juicy, they're going to start streaming it on Netflix.
It's like Live PD,
yeah.
But this is Nextdoor Tulsa, yeah. Nextdoor Greendale.
Well, we have a video we can show you telling you how to turn that off if you want to. I think even Life 360 is kind of nuts. Because it's like sharing, even though you've chosen who to share it with, you're literally showing these people who you might be friends with at one point and maybe have a falling out, and they still know everywhere you go all the time.
Well, and with the hackers these days, I mean, who's to say they couldn't get on Life 360 and share everyone's location with everyone?
Well, what would you do that for?
Well, not me. I'm not smart enough. But
no,
hackers.
No, but why would they do it? What would be the
why
point?
Why do they do anything?
Well, they
why
to
do
make
they hack
money.
Into baby cameras and scare babies half to death?
Well, that's funny.
You are going somewhere very hot in the next life.
Well, that's the next week.
Why did hackers take a year to design something that's going to make your computer malfunction? I'm like,
yeah.
I don't think they take a year to write a
okay,
code like
then
that.
A month.
A week whatever, or whatever. Week.
I'm just like, that's just being mean.
If you're going to hack something beneficial for all of us. Get rid of credit card debt and school
okay,
loans
yeah.
and let me go shop and not have to pay for it.
Well, I think it's crazy to share your location with very many people at all. I mean, our family has it with each other so we can keep up with where, like, okay, the kids are in school, where they're supposed to be or whatever. But to share it with just people that you know is kind of wild.
I mean, half the time, I don't even know where I am.
Well, you should share it so that people can keep up with you for you.
I pull up my Google map, my timeline, just to find out where I've been.
Yeah.
So you're getting stalked by something.
Himself.
Yeah. Google does follow me, and I love that. Because when somebody goes, hey, where were you at on the 10th of this month? I'm like, hold on. I will pull up my timeline and let you know when I drove to work. It always says has me at chicken salad chick, not
okay.
here.
So isn't it funny that we're like okay with that stuff, though?
I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I just don't want the people on next door to know where I'm at.
Well, like I said, I don't know if it gives your exact location.
It did. It showed my address put my name right there next to it.
Honestly, you got a job in the morning where everybody knows where you are. I mean, in the upstate.
Where am I, actually?
Just listening to the radio.
25 Garlington Road.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I tell you what, one thing about Tom you can say is from the knees down, he is a good-looking man. His calves are extreme. You could actually be a model for, like, calves.
Thanks.
But when you say just above the ankles...
That's the way I would describe
it. Yeah, because I have ankles and below, crusty feet. Yeah.
My feet they're swole.
Are they swole?
You could be a calf model, though.
But thanks.
You're welcome. New medical research says the size of your calf muscles can determine how long you will live, though. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting because they say the calf muscle size The widest part of the lower leg that varies greatly between individuals is the calf muscles, and it's influenced by the factor of, like, genetics, muscle development, and fat disposition.
What?
So, like, if you got, like, fatty calves, if they're kind of wobbly and fatty, that ain't good for you. So, like, 16-plus inches is considered a wide calf. I don't know how wide yours are. Do you have how about your calves, Tori? I've not seen them. I've not seen you in shorts ever, I don't think.
Because it's always freezing in here.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. So,
fatty calf.
12 to 14 inches is a medium calf.
Not you. I just like that word.
But muscle development exercise, particularly activities like walking, running, and calf raises can increase the muscle size and you will live longer. A lot of reasons why, too, is as you age, you know, you don't walk as well, you fall over, you break your hip, and you die.
Golly.
Yeah.
In that order and that quickly.
Yeah, that's the old people.
Oh my goodness. R.I.P.
Yeah.
Good luck today.
But they say calf size can also be affected by the amount of fat in that area. So if you take your hand down there and is your calf tight or is it wobbly? You got some little mush down there.
Well, hold on now. If you're not flexing, then it's gonna wobble.
Right.
You have to flex.
Yep. It's just like a bicep.
Yeah.
You gotta do that tightening up.
Bat wings or bicep. Depends on how flexed you are.
If you are sitting, yes, they might wobble. But if you're standing up most of the time, they're not as wobbly.
Let me check my calf muscle.
Yeah. If you can touch your calf, Tom, I'll touch Tom's calf for you.
I'd rather you not.
What happens if one's a little wobbly and the other one's stable?
Probably where you're leading.
There? Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you talk about all this research about longevity and overall health is based on how good your calf is defined.
See, now, I've never heard that, but I have heard that your balance, your sense of balance can be a very good sign or indicator of how long you're going to live. Like if you can hold your one knee up and balance for 30 seconds, they say you have a much higher chance of being alive 10 years later than if you can't do that.
That's not good.
Well, and they say that age-related muscle deterioration starts about 60. So when you get 60 is when your calf muscles start to deteriorate, and all your muscles actually deteriorate. You can't build them up as much.
You're not making people feel real good about themselves today.
Us middle-aged folks, we're okay. It's like when you get to 60, though. You need to start worrying a little bit.
I think I started early.
Well, you know what? And if you are heavier, too, it looks like your calf muscles would be more well-defined because you're carrying around more weight, but you may not be using it as much.
Huh.
Does that make sense?
Am I middle-aged yet? I'm not there yet, right? So I got time.
Well, just double your age and see if you're going to live that long. Because that would be middle-aged, right?
Hold on, I got to do the math.
If you can't double your age, you're really bad at math.
This is not news.
So, this new medical research, the size of your calf muscles can determine how long you're going to live. And all this time, we thought the biggest indicator was the size of another body part, your stomach.
Oh, yeah. I bet you meant heart.
That's a factor, too.
Yeah.
If it's enlarged, that's a bad sign.
And is it calf or calf?
It's calf.
Is the L silent like in salmon?
Have you ever heard anyone say calf?
I never really hear people say calf.
Yeah.
Or I never really talk about that part
your
of my
calf
body.
Calf muscle.
Well, it's also a baby cow.
Yeah.
I just say little baby cow.
Okay.
Calf muscle. Calf muscle. I don't know.
It's calf.
How about just leg?
Okay, yeah.
It's not the F that's silent, it's the L.
Middle part of your leg, okay? Behind
your
knee.
Oh, you mean the knee.
No, behind the knee.
No, below the knee.
That's a knee back.
Okay, you know what? We got to sing that song. Your elbow's connected to your...
Oh,
what you meant.
Head, shoulders, back of knees, back of knees.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.